Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. And we talk extensively about what's you know, who do you want to pay, the farmer or the hospital?
Yeah.
Right. Who do you want to, you know, what's harder, getting rid of Diet Coke or cancer? You know, what is really harder, you know, define hard, because everyone's hard is different. We talk about the easy and hard, you know, it's hard now, but it's an easier life later. Whereas, you know, just continuing with this lifestyle of abuse when it comes to food or when it comes to toxins, when it comes to not exercising, I would call that abuse of your own self. It might feel easy now, like the couch is easier right now than the gym. Sugar and artificial sugar is probably easier than maybe the apple, right? Or it might taste better. But it's harder when you get sick. And dealing with actual chronic sickness is much harder. And we spend our entire lives thinking about potential retirement and when can I stop working and all this stuff. And most of the time, people will spend their lives in retirement working on their health. And it's not even in a positive way. It's trying to dig them out of the hole that they've dug for themselves. And they're not spending time going and golfing. They're not spending time on that cruise ship that they dreamed of. They're not spending time traveling because they don't have their health. And so you invest now and you reap the benefit later. It's the principle of investing. But this time we're talking about health.
So I think food is kind of a natural first place that people go to when they want to be healthy. They say, okay, well, I'm going to clean up my diet. What about toxins? Talk to us about toxic exposure and how that causes interference with our health.
So this idea of toxicity, I found that most people, when you talk to them, like, yeah, I've been exposed to toxins. I probably have. I haven't really paid that much attention to it. But they undervalue how much of an impact that actually plays in one's health. And when we do metabolic analysis and toxicity testing on patients, you'd be surprised of what people are exposed to on a day in and day out basis from the foods that we eat. That's the simple one. As you can see it on the ingredient list many times. But the drugs that we take, you know, most people don't consider the fact that drugs, medications are a toxin designed to elicit a specific response within the body, but it's still a toxin.
Yeah.
The household cleaners that we use, things that we spray like on our, in our kitchens, right? To clean the things that we're spraying to emulsify some of those fats we're spraying on this and we're trying to wipe them down. It's like they break down some of this stuff in dirt, but the ingredients that do that are very toxic. And you see this on testing. That they get into the body. Because what goes on the skin gets into the body. Most people don't realize that. Think about nicotine patches. Think about how hormone creams work. They go on your skin and then they get into your body to influence your hormones or influence the even within the brain, the nicotine, the addiction of nicotine as an example. What goes on your skin gets in the body. Think about fragrances. Think about cosmetics. Cosmetics, not just for ladies, but also for men.
Yeah, you know, personal care products in general.
Yeah, so using antiperspirants, right? Many of the antiperspirants have aluminum in it. And people wonder, how in the world did I get aluminum in my body? It's a metal.
Yeah.
Well, there's many sources of aluminum. And one of them is antiperspirant is a big one. Also in your flu shots, you know, there's aluminum, there's mercury preservatives in some of the artificial immunizations. Mercury and amalgam fillings. So this is sources of heavy metals. Fish, the larger the fish, the more likely it is to be toxic or contaminated. People will know that with tuna. Tuna is a common one that people try to stay away from because of the heavy metal poisoning. And so these things bioaccumulate. They bioaccumulate and they get passed down from generation to generation. So you look at infant cord blood. On average, there's a study done, and on average, there's, I think, 267 chemicals found in infant cord blood. How in the world did that happen? This is an infant so this is actually in utero, right? And baby comes out, they test the cord blood, and boom, this baby was inside of another person. Mm-hmm. How in the world did it have 267 chemicals? Well, mm-hmm. it was passed down from mom to child. Mm-hmm. And so these things bioaccumulate in your tissues unless you do something to get rid of them. And I'm talking about detoxification and being intentional mm-hmm. with getting things into your body that would then pull these out and help your body eliminate them. Unless you are intentional with that over time, you're bioaccumulating. And we're all mm-hmm. exposed to these things. Mm-hmm. That's why we say minimize toxins and not just eliminate all exposure from all toxins.
Right. With all of the sources that we just talked about, it seems pretty near impossible to eliminate all sources of toxins.
And we didn't even get into pots and pans and water, and we didn't get into any of that yeah. stuff. And so it's not possible to eliminate all sources of toxicity. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is you have to be intentional about what you're getting your exposure from, but also making sure that you're minimizing all exposure to the known elements, mm-hmm. and then you're adding things into your body that would then get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, food by God, as we talk about, eating the advanced plan of max living. So we say the advanced plan of max living, that's food by God. It's eliminating things that turn to sugar. So grains, breads, pastas, things that would immediately cause inflammation within the body, eliminating bad fats. Mm-hmm. Well, that pretty much keeps you to God food. And within God food, vegetables as an example, fruit as an example, have certain ingredients that would raise glutathione within your body, right? Glutathione is your body's natural anti-cancer. So it's your body's natural, that's your biggest antioxidant, which will then fight free radicals, glutathione is. And people will take glutathione as if it's in a supplement form. It gets burned up in the stomach if you do it that way. There are ingredients within living food that will raise your glutathione within your body. And your glutathione will help you to eliminate this free radical buildup or toxins, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so good news is that it's in food that can help you do all these things. And do some people need an extra boost with detoxification protocols and supplementation? Of course we do, because of our degradation of our soil. Mm-hmm. Our soil is so depleted of minerals and nutrients. But the vast majority of people would benefit by switching over from man food to God food, and they're going to start boosting their intracellular glutathione and help their bodies eliminate free radicals and ultimately prevent cancer.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Very first step of detox is look at the things you're putting in your body.
That's right. Right? Mm-hmm. That's
right. So good. Talk to us about other ways that we can help remove interference from our body's ability to heal.
Yeah. So we talked about the mind that, mm-hmm. you know, the belief in your body that you can, the belief that you're not genetically broken, the idea that you can change, and then the idea that health is your highest of priorities mm-hmm. and that it's got to be worked on. And it's not going to come passively. We talked about food by God versus food by man. We talked about toxicity, eliminating toxins. One of the, it was funny, we did a seminar here recently, and I said, Between nutrition and exercise, who believes that, as far as importance, who believes nutrition is the most important? And all, most of the hands were raised for nutrition.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, now who believes exercise is more essential? And there's a handful of people who raise their hand for exercise. And I said, you know what the truth is? The most important essential is the one you neglect. It's the one that you're not working on. We call them essential for a reason. Mm-hmm. When you neglect an essential area of your life, that's the one that kills you. Mm-hmm. So movement is, and I don't want to just summarize it into movement because it's actually going to, it's more than that, but exercise, sweating is detoxification. Mm-hmm. When you're having to breathe and fill your lungs all the way up and exhale all the way out, there's actually physiological and psychological benefits by mm-hmm. that. And so moving your body, sweating, detoxifying, heart rate going up, there's just so many benefits of that, but everyone knows you should. And that's the thing, is everyone knows that, going to the gym or getting off the couch is going to be better than sitting there and watching TV. But again, it's all about the habits that you create mm-hmm. and what you form. So there's a form of exercise that is short, that is highly beneficial, And literally you can get in the best shape of your life and it's only going to take less than 20 minutes every single day. 20 minutes. Think about what all we spend 20 minutes on in a given day. I mean, just think about social media. Just think about computers. Think about the things that you'll spend 20 minutes doing. Mm-hmm. But 20 minutes a day of what's called high intensity but short duration exercise. So this is exercise that is moving large muscle groups within your body, and you're doing it at a higher intensity, at a higher rate, so your heart rate is going up. But then you take a shorter break. You take, let's say, a minute of doing higher intensity, short duration exercise. Let's call it squats. Mm-hmm. Just doing a minute of squats, right? People say that's easy. Okay, do a minute and do it at your highest of intensity. And your highest of intensity will look different than mine. And then take 1 minute break and then do it again. Mm-hmm. Do the same exercise if you want, 10 times. Mm-hmm. Watch what happens within your body. And then the next day, do it with a different muscle group. Again, this is a simple way of just starting. Okay, we're just talking mm-hmm. the person getting off the couch. Do it with a different muscle group or two sets of muscle groups. Do shoulders and biceps the next day, okay? So you're going overhead, you're doing overhead presses with your shoulders. So you're doing 1 minute of overhead presses, 1 minute off, and then 1 minute of bicep curls and 1 minute off, and then go back to shoulder presses. Again, 20 minutes a day. Watch what happens to your body by just making this part of your routine. Mm-hmm. This is the minimum. And this is the talking to the person who's just starting. You get to a point where you do more than that, or you are more advanced and you're more fit, then you can incorporate stairs, you can incorporate bike, you can incorporate sprinting, you can incorporate burpees if you really want to mm-hmm. punish yourself. My point is to get started and keep going and have mm-hmm. do something that is going to be habitual. And guess what? You're going to hit a plateau and you're going to have to change it up. Good. I can't wait for that moment. It's going to be awesome for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to then figure it out and think about it. But the point is to get started, have an accountability partner, mm-hmm. you know, mentally to force yourself to do something hard. A lot of people just, they won't do it, right? Some people will, but to engage in hard activity on a daily basis, there's a lot of people that are just not even going to step foot in that arena. Mm-hmm. So you got to know your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you engaging in this? Again, why is it that you would get in there and work out hard 20 minutes a day? Mm-hmm. And engaging in that and getting curious about that, I think is extremely important than just knowing the what to do. Because when you know the why, the how comes. Mm-hmm. You'll learn the how. But the why is the part that makes the biggest difference.
Yeah. And that can be applied to all of these health practices. I mean, like we said before, none of this is comfortable, especially right off the bat. But when you are anchored to that bigger reason why you're making these changes and why you're willing to get uncomfortable, then you're going to have so much better chances of success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to, you know, I want to highlight something here because what you just said is really important. The why behind it is essential, but then keep going. Mm-hmm. And also be humble and realize that you might not know all there is to know in this moment. Mm-hmm. Like you could be eating great God food. Mm-hmm. You're minimizing toxins. You're exercising on a regular basis. You like literally you are doing everything possible. Like you have a growth mindset, but if you don't stay humble and curious about some of the missing links that could exist, well, you're going to miss some of the big things that contribute to sickness or contribute to health, you know, that continuum. I'll give an example. I know a person, well, he came in as a new patient. It was actually probably 4 years ago now, about four years ago. And he was a CrossFit athlete, okay? He was actually a CrossFit coach. And I'm sitting down with him, and his nutrition is impeccable. His body looks like, I mean, literally could be in a magazine, this guy. he is obviously fit. He's intentional about minimizing toxins. He eats at home every meal. And we're sitting there talking, and he's talking about his little bit of back pain when he does deadlifts, a little bit. And that's his big, big issue, right? And it's not, he's not really even that motivated because he, to fix it, because he rolls out on this like foam roller type thing. Yeah. And that's what he says works. It fixes it. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking, I do a nerve scan on his lower back, and the nerve scan is this technology is developed by NASA engineers, and it's looking at nerve activity. It's through the musculature, and it is just lighting up everywhere. And what I'm feeling his lower back. It's not moving the way that it should. And each individual joint, when you move the joints, corrective chiropractors know this, the joints, they should move evenly when you're moving the joints. It's nice and almost feels like kind of spongy. And then there's this one area for him. It's like all of a sudden there's just like this block. It's like a 2x4, you know, whatever. It's like a wooden block right there. Just not moving at all. Not like a sponge, but very stiff. I'm like, okay, something's going on there. I'm having to do range of motion and it's not moving well. And then we go to take x-rays and his L5. So that's the lowest lumbar vertebra. So it's the picture of the lower back. It's right where it starts to curve back from that curvature that meets your butt, right? So right there, his L5 has shifted all the way forward. Mm. You know, medically they call it a spondylolisthesis, right? And what was happening there is every time he was going to do deadlifts, he'd feel this catch. And some people feel this catch in normal activity when they're just going to bend over, pick something up, or, and he's feeling it. He's foam rolling. And so it was loosening up the muscles and the tissue around it. Mm-hmm. Yet the underlying issue that he has right there, medically, they know this can cause a lack of function with bladder over time, with bowels. We see this in our practice when people are in their 40s and 50s and it's degenerating and it's staying there. It's been there for a long time and now all of a sudden it's creating problems above and below the vertebra. Mm-hmm. It's causing issues with sometimes sexual activity, mm-hmm. right? So you see impotence with this. And, you know, I'm talking with him and he's still not engaged with his real problem because he eats well, he exercises, he does all of these things, he's got it figured out. And so this idea that he's got something wrong that needs to be fixed, and that's outside of what he has been doing, mm-hmm. it was this level of pride that just couldn't be overcome. And I think about all the people that I see who are in their 40s and 50s and 60s who have underlying issues. And it's not always one vertebra that shifted out of alignment in the lower back and causing sciatica. Sometimes you find people who have had chronic headaches or somebody who's had shoulder problems, or they've had the neck stiffness that have just been neglected for so long. And sometimes it can feel like, darn, I've done everything that I thought to do and I'm still struggling. Well, you've got to get curious and stay in that mode of, hey, I might not know everything mm-hmm. when it comes to health, and certainly not my own health. We are our worst doctors for ourselves. We are. Yeah. We can't see our blind spots. We have to have somebody else point out the blind spots and then trust that expert to give me a plan of attack to correct our problems. So we're not mm-hmm. dealing with this for the rest of our lives and we can live to our fullest of potential. That's the idea. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people who don't realize that one of the missing links in health is the functioning of your nervous system. Your nervous system controls all health, all healing, all functioning. That CrossFit athlete that I took x-rays of, you know, he's going to learn it the hard way. Unfortunately, that the nerves in his lower back go to his prostate, his mm-hmm. bladder, his bowels, his male organs of function. He's going to learn that the hard way, unfortunately. And a lot of people learn it the hard way. Like, oh, I didn't know the nerves in my neck go to my heart. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that the nerves in the upper part of my neck, that they go up into my head and that's what could be causing my headaches. They didn't know that. They didn't know that that also affects immune system. Mm-hmm. That same neurology up in that upper cervical will impact hormones, your immune system, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. They don't realize that that is an underlying contributing factor to sinus problems and sinus pressure that gets built up there. Most people will not know that until they have the symptoms of it. Mm-hmm. And now they get curious and now they're exploring. And where they go to explore oftentimes is the first place that will treat that individual symptom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people are not moved to action until they are pushed to the point where they're having symptoms or they have these bigger more serious issues, I guess. But I mean, the best way to be healthy is to never even get sick in the first place.
That's the idea, right? And that's the idea. We're talking to a sick population who is unfortunately chronically sick. But that's the idea, mm-hmm. is to never get it in the first place. Right. That's the best form of treatment. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there's a lot of people who are struggling. Mm-hmm. They've gone through the normal process, and now they just don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
And the reality is, and I know there's people listening right now that's it's likely them. Mm-hmm. I've gone through exactly what you've described. I've gone through more of the medical route. I want to take a different approach to my health and healthcare. And that's the whole reason why we exist, is to provide not only a different form of health and healthcare, but we want to also provide excellence in service in a path that you can maintain for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a different and new form of healthcare for you, but I'm telling you right now, it's a form of healthcare that you can adopt for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And that's our, I think it's a, what we need right now is not just a new drug, but a different model. Mm. We need a entirely new model. And with Max Living, we've dedicated ourselves to being the standard for natural health and healthcare. That's, I mean, we are so committed to that. And, but a lot of people, they don't know where to start. They don't know what to do. And for, you know, people in that mindset, if I don't know what to do, well, the first thing that you do is take that first step, mm-hmm. take action with this, that feeling that you have. We can very quickly get into the law of diminishing intentions, that there's this intention of doing good for yourself, this intention of taking action on your health, this intention of changing. And then tomorrow comes, mm-hmm. and things get in the way, and tomorrow turns into a week from now, and a week from now turns into a month, and you know how that works. And now here we are a year later, still thinking I should have taken action. Well, don't let that be you. Get your spine and nervous system checked. Have an approach for this that looks for the cause, looks to correct the cause, and helps you live naturally.